It is 8:08 Tuesday morning, quite the soggy morning, rain, snow mixing in at times. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Typical of early April in Iowa.
Mother Nature fighting herself because she doesn't want spring yet and we still want winter, I guess. Speaking of, we have snow on a vehicle out front. It's throwing me off this morning. Well, it is time for Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Our guest number one this morning is Floyd County Museum Director McKenna Lloyd. Good morning, McKenna.
Good morning.
You like the snow, we know that.
Yeah.
Said no one ever, especially when they're from warmer places.
Warmer climates,
Yep.
Well, lots going on in the month of April for the Floyd County Museum. Of course, we have the Charles City Volunteer Fair. That is coming up next Friday, I believe the 12th. Floyd County Museum going to be a part of that. Talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be from 3 to 5 at the Charles City Library for anyone who's interested in volunteering at one of our local nonprofits. The museum will be there, and I'll be getting names and phone numbers for people who are interested in volunteering in various ways. We have a lot of different opportunities to volunteer. One big thing at this event will probably be trying to recruit some people to, if they want to just volunteer for Heritage Fest, that'd be fine. So getting people for our big summer event. And then if anyone wants to volunteer on a regular basis, that's always super helpful for us too. Watching the front desk or doing some kind of organizing activity. I don't know exactly what other organizations will be recruiting for, but just their stuff. And then I know some people have said that the time is maybe inconvenient for some, but you know, you can reach out to any of the local nonprofits at any time if you do want to volunteer and just see what they have. Like, you don't have to come to the volunteer fair to sign up to be a volunteer. So for those who cannot make it, that's
my tip.
But it
is a great opportunity to find out what opportunities are available, which there are many great volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, and everyone's looking for more volunteers, so there's no one that's like maxed out on volunteers, I don't think so.
No, we will turn you down.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good. So that's next Friday, or this coming Friday. No,
it's next Friday.
Next Friday, April 12th, from 3 to 5 at the
library, in the Zastro room.
Okay,
so
very good.
Yeah.
Chautauqua Talks. Now, first of all, I've got to give you a big shout out because you came and spoke at Rotary 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that was last Monday.
Yeah. And it was just fantastic.
Thank you.
The knowledge that you have and the interest you have in history is just amazing. So thank you for doing that. And with that said, you've really done a good job with organizing great Chautauqua Talks.
Thank you.
Who's next?
It's me next. So if you like hearing me talk, you can come out on the 20th of April. I am giving a presentation I've given before, but I'm going to adjust it a little bit and share some new things. But it's on Floyd County pioneers and kind of how people came to this area and settled here and what it looked like in the early days of Floyd County, you know, different industries and how kind of the scenery has changed too. So that'll be on April 20th at 10 a.m. at the museum. So yeah, it's me this time. I'm the guest speaker, although I'm not really a guest speaker at the museum. So,
but you do a fantastic job. The knowledge you have of the Mooney collection, and that's what you shared last week at Rotary, was amazing. So you really do a great job of your research and present it in such an interesting way.
Thank you. Well, I have fun doing the research, so it's good.
Now, you're talking about Heritage Fest a few minutes ago. How are things looking for that?
Good. I am pretty much just we'll need to like organize volunteers and secure a couple more food trucks for our event. So if any food truck owners are listening and want to come to Heritage Fest, it'll be July 27th from 10 to 3. But we're all set for our musical acts. We'll have one in the morning, one in the afternoon. We're going to have a petting zoo there, and there'll obviously be involvement from other local organizations with booths and different games and stuff like that, and vendors selling, you know, their little artisan goods and all that. And then the museum does our own. That's mostly what we need volunteers for, is we have, you know, different booths with crafts and games and stuff like that. And it's all free. So it's all grant funded and all of that. And our funding is looking good for Heritage Fest. So I'm excited. I'm hoping it'll be even bigger and better than last year. And last year I thought went really well. Yeah, so
it was a big crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it could be even bigger. So
always can be bigger.
Yes.
So for anyone interested in learning more about the Floyd County Museum, membership, all that good stuff, how do they do that?
They can follow us on Facebook. That's kind of the best way, at least, to get recent updates. That's Floyd County Museum. And then our website's floydcountymuseum.org. So there's a calendar on there, but I really say the best way is to check our Facebook page if you're online. But yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome lineup for the month of April.
Yes. We have a couple other things. Do you mind if I mention them? we have our Museum Kids program on April 13th. That's going to be from 10 to 12. That's free, and it's for elementary age kids. And we're just asking that people call and register. The number is 641-228-1099. So the theme is vintage games. So the kids will be playing games and doing crafts and stuff like that. So that should be fun. Come out for that. And then our other event in April will be our rummage sale on April 27th. And that'll just kind of go all day, but we're accepting donations as of today. So if you have rummage sale stuff, you can bring them to the museum. So those are our, we're pretty stacked in April. This is the only weekend we don't have anything going on. So
better enjoy that.
Yeah.
That lull in activity. Well, thank you very much, McKenna, for joining us as always. And we'll talk to you in the month of May.
Thanks for having me. Yeah,
thank you very much. It's 8:14, 34 degrees, cloudy downtown Charles City with Luke Combs.